Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is the bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And wow. The revelations yesterday about the lawsuits facing Deshaun Watson, they were eye-opening. We got all of one. Where did you find that, by the way, when you sent it to us?
Mike Florio had, he just said you can read it here, and so that was where it was filed. Yeah. It was a Scribe website. It has a filing, a downloaded filing of, you can read the whole thing.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't put it on Twitter. But.
No. We did, and it is, there's some salacious stuff in there.
Well, it's very specific. Yes. Like, it really brings it home. Yeah. Okay. It tells a story about how everything went down. So instead of it just being a, it's different because instead of it just being a, I don't want to say a he said, she said thing, instead of it being just an event that may or may not have happened, now you start getting specific details, and it feels, I don't know, for me, it felt a lot more real.
Well,
once
yeah,
you read it.
And it almost seemed like she told the story, and it was in, as opposed to all the legalese that you get in a lot.
It was just regular
speak. It was regular speak, and it was easy to read as opposed to a lot of lawsuits. And it was eye-opening. You know, Deshaun is obviously going to refute all of that because he said, There's up to six women that are going to file against at least six women now, according to Tony Busby. He has filed the second and the third, I believe, and maybe four, five, and six will be coming out today. If not today, then soon. So it's starting to mount against Deshaun Watson. The thing that strikes me about it all is if, in fact, this is that he is a serial massage therapist. How do I put it? If he's a serial massage therapist enthusiast, in which this excites him, and it appears that there are multiple. I don't know if they're all massage therapists. I don't know. We don't know that. But there are six women that are coming forward. But if he knew that, and the first one came forward and was going to sue him, and yet he said, no, I'm going to fight it to save my good name. I want to save my name. I forget the money. I don't care about that. I want to clear my name. Yet there are six? That seems odd. Because if you knew that there were multiple women involved in this, you would think that he would have just said, yeah, you just settled for whatever. So none of it would have come to light because she would have a non-disclosure, you know, and she couldn't come forward and say anything. Otherwise, she would have lost the money. It's odd. The whole thing is odd.
Yeah. You know, if you don't, and who knows what they're asking for, you know, let's just say it was 250,000 times six. That'd be 1.5 million. Yeah. That's a pretty strong amount.
Yeah, but what is this going to cost him?
I don't think anything. Did you see who he hired? You see the new news?
Well, Rusty?
Rusty.
Yeah. It's so, Rusty against Tony?
Yeah. Rusty Harden has now been... and let me tell you, nobody loses with Rusty.
No.
So they went through the list of athletes, star athletes who have been Scottie Pippen, Roger.
Well, you said, you know what this is going to cost him? And you said, oh, nothing because he's got Rusty?
Guess what?
He's going to pay way more than 1.5 for Rusty.
Yeah.
Way more.
That's right. Yeah, it is. There's a lot of questions to ask, and all of them are going to be without us having the full knowledge. But we can't say two civil suits have been filed. The second one, we got details about the second one, and it's more salacious than the first. And it was more, I would even say a little more aggressive than the first.
Yeah.
From what we read.
Yeah.
And then there's supposedly four more coming.
Yeah.
It's,
well, according to the first one too, it doesn't take, I think it doesn't take much for Deshaun to get excited about massage therapists.
The first one, it is curious. The first one ends, like, the first one wouldn't have ended in, you could have gone to the police. Nothing would have happened for sure. I don't think in the first one. It was more suggestive, but it didn't sound like there was any physical. Like,
well, there was some touching of the of his against her.
There was exposure.
No, in the there first was. One. She said he touched her with it
in the first one.
In the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, nothing. No penetration or all. I mean, the kids are on their way to school, but. It is. I mean, the kids early, can but... read it online, mom and dad, so I apologize. But it is there. It's pretty damning. And if now there are multiple, and now the second one is out, 3, 4, 5, 6 will be coming out. You know what? You can have Rusty Harden all you want. This is going to be awfully difficult. Even you know, listen, all of the guys. All of the national media that wants Rapunzel out of the Texans tower,
mm-hmm.
you know, yesterday it seemed like no talk show wanted to approach it nationally. None of them. They were on the website. The story was on the website this morning. It's you know, Deshaun has been a lead story for ESPN every day except yesterday.
Yeah, and now that a second civil suit has been filed. I don't know that they can continue. Like, they're going to tightrope this because they don't want to look, and this is my opinion here, they don't want to look anti-Deshaun, and yet they don't want to look anti-women because all we've heard is believe all women. Yeah. And now when women are coming forward, if you don't keep that same energy, which we know that society is not about that, it's the most hypocritical. I will say, the one thing I really appreciate this show from you, me, Dell, I think there is a level of consistency that we try to keep. Whether it's convenient, inconvenient, with mm-hmm. whatever your personal opinions are, whatever, just keep it, you know, that whole phrase, keep that same energy. It's about being consistent. And it's so funny because it's a most ironic thing because people say that never are. Yeah. They're never consistent.
No.
And the consistency of how the media covers, and this may not, you can cover this without blaming Deshaun or without judging him to be guilty. Because right. I will say, this is a tricky, tricky story for any of us to cover. Because you have claims, and even with the civil suit filed, you have details, but that doesn't judge him as guilty. And at the same time, you know, people on Twitter will dismiss it as Jack Easterby has set this whole thing up and all this. This is not a Jack Easterby joint.
No,
I mean, this is not a... Because Tony Busby is neighbors with Cal, this is not a good thing for the Texans.
No, it's a horrible thing for the Texans. The value that Deshaun is losing right now, and if
he stayed, it really hurts the face of your franchise.
Yes, this is the
if he gets traded, I had a team yesterday tell me, "Oh no, no, you." One team thinks that he would have all his value. This is why when there was one, that he's going to have no issue. You'll have no issue. You'll get the same. Once there was. Four,
yeah.
Late in the afternoon when I was driving home from here, I talked to somebody else who said, he said, look, let me put it this way. You don't have any leverage in negotiations anymore. People will use this against the Houston Texans if they try to trade him now.
Yeah.
So.
No, they're absolutely. You don't know if he's going to get suspended by the league.
Certain markets might not want to take him in. And he specifically said San Francisco. He's like, Deshaun wants to go to San Francisco. He goes, I don't know that this is going to play well in San Francisco.
Oh, hell no. The first question for him in the press conference that he, his new team, what about you assaulting all these women, Deshaun? I mean, the first and most of the press conference is going to be that. And that's the guy that you want as the face of your franchise?
What if all this stuff goes away, though? What if Rusty Harden gets all things knocked out?
Listen, I don't care if you're guilty, not guilty. This will never leave Deshaun, ever.
Yes,
ever. No. That he was accused, that there were... listen, Lance, a lot of people are
like
found...
Like Ben?
A lot of people are found not guilty.
Like Ben Roethlisberger?
Ben
it went away eventually.
Ben, it's not... You're talking about it right now. Kobe, it never leaves you. It never, ever, ever leaves you.
But it kind of does, though.
No.
Kobe.
Well, wait a minute.
Kobe is the most heralded. Kobe is the most beloved person ever.
One event, Ben.
Right.
This is allegedly six events. There's a big difference.
Yeah, we have to see. But that's one of the reasons why Deshaun also probably is fighting this, because if he fights it and wins, then you can't say, like, how can you say...
Even still,
how can you say he did something if it comes out? No, I understand, because it doesn't mean that it didn't happen.
However,
if you go on Twitter at all and just type in Deshaun Watson and go look what people are saying, there are people, he could have 10 of these filed, and they're always going to say.
Because he's a great quarterback. And listen, whoever you are, and you threaten Tony Busby's life or went after his kids, because his kids have also had some stuff. You are an idiot. You can't be a bigger loser that you're going over after Tony Busby because of Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson doesn't give a rat's ass about you. That you are threatening the life of Tony Busby makes you an idiot. An idiot. Okay? So where this comes from, why are you protecting Deshaun Watson? Really doesn't care about you. Does not care. Deshaun Watson doesn't like people as much as you think Deshaun Watson does. Doesn't care about you. So you going after them to protect, again, Rapunzel.
I don't think any athlete does.
No, well.
Or superstar.
I think Lima did. I think Lima really liked the people.
He liked being
a superstar. He was different than everybody. You know what I'm saying?
He liked being a super. It was also about Lima. Like he loved being a star.
Yeah.
But no, I think any athlete, any movie star, any musician, any entertainer, it's just anyone. They care about themselves.
Yeah.
But it is a weird Rapunzel thing where everyone has to be.
You have to
I'll
save
look
him.
Out for you. When and I get it, your favorite athlete. I just don't understand why it goes to that level. But it isn't new. Remember the fan with Robert De Niro where he was a crazy psycho
that's
fan?
This.
That's real like that. It wasn't a great movie, but there is stuff like that. I mean, it does go on. The third lawsuit of now six to be filed against Deshaun Watson alleging assault, Busby said on Instagram. This one is the most egregious to date. So have we seen the third one?
I have not seen the third one. We've seen the second one.
Again, the
second one got a little more, got much more aggressive than the first one. And if the third one is the most egregious.
Well, he's doing this on, he's building a pattern.
Yeah.
Again, I won't share details here, but we have open courts in our Texas Constitution, meaning all lawsuits are public record, which he's basically telling you, search these. We'll just file Open Records Act and you can come get these. Our staff has received numerous calls. We screen each one. And I personally talk with and screen any individual on whose behalf we file. I've been doing this a long time. I don't need fame. And to be quite honest, and I say this modestly as I can, if I never made another penny, I would be quite okay. Point is, I'm not pursuing these cases for the money, and every woman who has filed thus far has only pled the minimum amount to invoke the court's jurisdiction, $500. This isn't about the money. Wait a minute. Has pled the minimum amount to invoke the court's jurisdiction.
Right.
So that means, but it's not that 500 is the minimum to get in.
Yeah, to get
because this isn't about $500.
It's not. This isn't small claims court. You got to have.
Now
a certain
here's
amount
where
of money.
Tony goes full Tony Busby. And to be clear, I've had many high profile cases in my life. I represented a sitting governor when he faced life in prison. I represented widows, orphans, amputees,
good Lord.
And those horribly burned and injured. As lead, I've handled many mass tort and class action recovering hundreds of millions of dollars. I've tried and won some of the largest cases in Texas history, but I will say I've never faced the nastiness and vitriol I've experienced in this case. People are crazy, threatening my kids, people I know, threatening my fiance, telling me they will kill me or they hope I die, all because of football. Get a grip. Yet we won't be deterred or intimidated by some keyboard warriors. As a recon Marine, I've seen danger.
I'm not at all concerned by
dumb bleeps with a keyboard. Ha ha! I'll continue to proudly represent those who are written off and marginalized in our society. This is a rebrand by Tony.
Can't somebody take over his Instagram?
These cases are exactly who many of us, or why many of us became lawyers.
I mean,
Tony is doing a little bit of a rebrand. Let's be honest here.
Oh my God, we
I will continue
the
to
egos
fight for
involved in this thing. The egos are bigger than the entire case, and this is a national situation with Deshaun involved. Now Rusty Harden and Tony Busby. My God, Tony's ego is bigger than the whole thing. Stop. 714 ESPN 97.5.
Recon.
Just getting it started. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on this, or we got more stuff to talk about? PJ gone.
If you guys don't have thoughts on this right now, yes. I would be shocked.
So PJ's gone, too.
PJ Tucker, yeah. When we come back, a lot of things actually happened with the Rockets yesterday.
Yeah, they did. They really did. So we'll talk about it on the other side.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We got Terrence in here. He wants to talk about Tony Busby. But let's get this P.J. Tucker, because we teased it. P.J. Tucker was traded to the Milwaukee Bucks along with Rodion Skurić. I think that's his name. I have no idea. And they sent the Bucks 2022 first round pick back to Milwaukee in exchange for DJ Augustine, DJ Wilson, the Bucks 2023 unprotected first round draft pick, and the right to swap the Rockets 2021 second round pick from Milwaukee's first round draft pick, top nine protected. So the Bucks basically get Tucker. They had to send back their 2022 first-round pick so they could get the 21 and 23. Because in future drafts, you can't trade consecutive. So they had to send it back, but they got the 23. And let's face it, by 23, who knows if Giannis is still going to be around. The Bucks may be back in their doldrums again. So it may turn out pretty good. Man, in the future.
No, you think by 23, that's only a couple years away.
I know, no. But you don't know that he'll. Giannis might.
I think he stays.
Listen, you can demand a trade anytime.
You got to trade for no. I mean, DJ Wilson is a backup big who's not very impactful. And then, of course, we've said that before with Daryl Morey and guys end up being players.
Just
but
guys.
DJ Augustine is 33 years old now. He's played in the league forever. He's not, you know, he's a 6.3 assist guy right now. So you basically, I'm a little, I don't know. I don't know what this exactly accomplishes. You're trading one guy who actually has a little more. I mean, PJ Tucker probably has more value than DJ Wilson and DJ Augustine. He definitely does. So, you get a potential pick. So I'm not sure that this does a whole lot.
You're just hoping. Yeah. Once again, all the
you're
trades,
hoping Giannis is gone, I guess.
Yeah, the trades Rafael Stone has made are based on the hope that these picks become better than they appear now when these other teams fall off.
Well,
possibly.
even if it's not, you still got another first round pick, late pick. Who knows? You might
turn
it into
it back.
And you can use it to
trade. But you had to give it back, but you got a first rounder that's top nine protected, which they're not going to finish. It's not going to finish top nine, so you'll get that one.
Yeah.
So
you're basically saying we know it's not good this year. We're hoping Giannis gets hurt that year.
Oh, right.
really want to be truthful about it.
Well, right.
That's
right,
what you're
right.
hoping. But
or he demands a trade, which is possible.
PJ Tucker, we'll do it later because we're on the Deshaun Watson stuff. If you guys have a comment right now, 713-780-3776. We'll get through all your phone calls if you want. Yesterday, it's still speculation. Anything that we do is speculation, but there are suits filed. There are now the third suit is going to be filed today of what they say are going to be six. So we can't talk about that. The specifics of the suit, if you want to dig around, you can find them. If you so choose to speak about anything like that, kind of self-censor a little bit. And I think P.J. Tucker, I would like to get a little P.J. Tucker conversation later on because just kind of an appreciation segment because the guy was he was a good player for what he was. He was this version. he was this version's, this decade's Shane Battier, where you really appreciate, when you have a good team, you appreciate those glue guys. When you're not good, it's like they don't have any value for you. So we'll talk, we'll do that at another time. All right, here we go. Let's get Terrence in here right now. What's going on, Terrence?
Hello, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good. We're doing good.
Hey, love the show and everything. I wanted to say that this is sad that this case is happening and everything on all parties and everything. And that's the only comment I got about that, not taking any sides or anything. But this with Tony Busby, man, he is making this a clown show and all about him. And it's detracting from what the main point is, you know. If you're doing this, do this. You don't have to boast and brag and swagger, you know, do bravado and everything like that. I mean, I'm a vet myself, but I'm not running around here saying, I didn't do this. My mom was this and my dad was this. Nobody really cares. Just do your job. You know, that's the only thing I have about that. And it's just, he's making this case more disgusting just because of him, and it's detracting away from the potential victims of what happened. And the guy, the person that is accused. And that's all I got to say. I'm going to hang up and listen, but I enjoy the show.
Thanks,
and Dale, keep coming with those drops and everything, and carry me out to it, Lance.
Dale,
you keep doing what you do, Dale.
Yeah, you don't keep
Terrence said he approves.
Well, because something didn't go down the right way yesterday, I'll play this for Terrence.
Bye, bitch.
Hey, the kids.
Oh, you didn't?
My kids are out of town, though, so. Oh, it is spring break.
Spring break. No one's going to school.
The kids aren't on their way to school.
They're not even awake.
He's absolutely right, Del. Do not listen to
Lance
about his drops.
Don't listen to Terrence. Right. You got drops, too.
Well, I do.
No.
Well, he does, actually.
Not nearly as egregious as yours.
Yeah,
you're the third lawsuit, okay?
Top drop. I'm not the third lawsuit. Stop. I already recognize we're coming into this room every morning. It is a dangerous situation.
Definitely.
We're going into battle every single day. I'm fighting for my jobs every day in this room.
It's a tightrope. You're always on the precipice of having to put out a statement
and this story comes out, and this story comes out, and I'm like, man, this is
John, you're one slip of the tongue, or maybe simply John just says it, doesn't even care, from issuing an apology on NotesApp for your partner.
I thought we had one a couple days ago.
Oh, definitely.
You know, the second one shows a pattern now, guys. This Deshaun second lawsuit shows a pattern. It's almost identical. Now, he didn't even have a little towel. He apparently, in the first lawsuit, he had a baby towel that he put over himself.
If all of this is true.
If it's true. Yeah. Well, the allegations.
Alleged.
In the lawsuit, that's what it says. So I'm not saying he did it.
You're saying he has a pattern in the lawsuit.
In the lawsuit, it's developing a pattern in which now the second one says he was completely naked, and he turned over and she tried to put a towel on him and he refused it.
Because he got hot.
And then she said, I want out, and he grabbed her arm and said, you know, no, it's okay. There's a pattern developing here with Deshaun. And if this pattern is, again, Deshaun, what the? Now, you probably are absolutely right that he thinks he's Teflon, that he thinks, no.
Well,
let's
take his name, Deshaun Watson, and everything, because I'm reading what people say. One thing I've learned in this business, and you find it with life, but the one thing I've learned in this business, because I came in naive and all the stuff, you learn that people are, these guys are not superhuman, that they're just like regular people. First of all, they're flawed like everyone else. But then when you're flawed and you have excess, and this is a general statement. When you're flawed and you have the money and you have all this access and you have all that, we've seen it. As much as I love Jose Lima changed some with fame and money and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It naturally happens for most people. Arian Foster changed a great deal from what he was early on. And, you know, some of that has to do with the fact of all the stuff they deal with that we don't even see, that I think jades them at some point. And then some of it is they get VIP treatment everywhere they go, and there's a sense of entitlement with stars, with celebrities in general. There's no question about that. Or with wealthy people. There's no question about that. But, you know, one thing I've learned is that there is a sense of sometimes you just think, well, why would he be that stupid? You ask that to yourself, like, why would Harvey Weinstein be that stupid? Why would Louis C.K. be that stupid? Because you think, why would you do this in front of some woman? You know, all the Harvey Weinstein stuff. It's because he just thinks, I'm Teflon. Yeah. It's nothing's going to come back. I'm in charge of this. No one would ever. And as crazy as it sounds to us thinking, wait a minute, this 100% could blow up in your face. In their minds, they're Teflon. If this has happened with Deshaun Watson, it would you would think, I can't believe this, because why would he be so stupid? I had somebody, when I was talking to an NFL team about his trade value, I'm like, and we were talking about this as guys, right? We're not trying to do radio talk and I'm a executive and blah, blah, blah. It's just dudes talking, which is a different conversation. It's like, this doesn't make sense that he would be this stupid. Yeah, but this is what happens sometimes where guys just think, they don't think. We always talk about the different brains and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, the first time somebody doesn't make good judgment? Once again, all allegedly, but that's why there may be a situation where you just think, I'm a star. This isn't going to touch me.
No. And, okay, when we come back, how it affects the football team. How this all affects the Houston Texans right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about Absolute Marble and Granite. I want to talk about Jeff Aronoff. I want to talk about the difficulties that our city faced just a month ago or so with the Arctic blast and all of the stuff that went down and the pipes and busting. And now you see, and if you've had any damage whatsoever, now we're also getting to summer. You know, we're starting to talk about, you know, stuff that you got to do for the summer. I mean, do you want to be outside? This is when you are outside with your kids mostly. That's when we used our pool, when we used our kitchen mostly. I know it's hot. It's hotter than anything here in the city of Houston, but that's actually when you use it the most. So do you have that outdoor kitchen? Do you have that outdoor patio? Do you have, if you're putting in a pool, you need the tile. There's so much to do. And if you want to do that, now is a great time to get this done. Jeff Aronoff can do this. He did our outdoor kitchen in a matter of, it was in weeks. It was done, completely done. And he can get that job done for you, even starting from scratch. So you're looking for someone that can help you with whatever renovations you have to do for the Arctic Blast, or you just want to renovate your home. Jeff Aronoff is here for you right now at 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 731 ESPN 97.5. So, Deshaun Watson, two of the lawsuits have come out. They're getting more and more. They got more salacious with this one. Flew in. This lawsuit alleges a masseuse therapist from Atlanta. He flew her in, took her to the Houstonian Hotel, told her he wanted his groin area, his glutes, all. And there was some description about stuff. In the back area. And what? How can I put it? What?
Don't say the back area.
Well, yeah. Right.
Because that
heard about a showman yesterday.
Yeah, somebody did say that. The
back area.
It's not the back area, because people might think you're actually talking about his back.
The anal area.
I was going to say butt area.
Why anal, butt?
Yeah, it feels worse.
Well, no, but.
But.
A noose? How about a noose?
A noose. Say a noose.
In his noose area.
Yeah.
So now there's becoming a pattern developing, and this next one is going to be even more egregious. What does this mean? I mean, anybody who thinks that the Texans, I know Jack Easterby is cunning and his guile and cunning. This if he masterminded this, then it's a total fail. Because this is what you want us to face of your franchise first, or secondly, you're depleting what you can possibly get for him, because his value is going down with every one of these lawsuits. It literally, with NFL teams, I don't know that you, if there's six of these and they're more and more, and if they're more descriptive, and Deshaun is going to have to fight all of these, and whether or not he wins or doesn't win, it's on his resume. It's on his resume, period. So is that what you want for the face of a franchise? Any other? I want to bring Deshaun's talent, but do I want to bring all of this? So you are going to limit the number of teams. Already you said San Francisco probably going to be out on this.
I don't know. That was somebody's thought, was that it might be a harder sell in San Francisco. If it's a believe all women situation and people want to be consistent, then that would make it really difficult. So once again, though, this I'm kind of different than you here. I think if this thing gets submarined early on,
how's that going to happen?
Well, I don't know. If the veracity of it is challenged, because if Rusty Harden finds, because here's what's going to happen. Here's the next thing that's going to happen, whether it's publicly or not publicly. And you have to acknowledge this. These are girls who flew down to Houston. One of them came from Atlanta to Houston. They're going to start. Rusty's going to start digging into backgrounds. Rusty's going to start finding out who you are. I don't know. Is Rusty going to know? These are Jane Doe's on the filings. Now, does that mean publicly?
Rusty will know their name.
Privately, he will know their names. Right?
No.
So Rusty is going to start digging around, and they better be, you know what I mean? There's going to be some character assassination or just character divulgence.
Yeah, which is wonderful. But
going on.
Yeah.
No, I know. But yeah. I mean, if he finds that there is, she's got this and this in her background. Is she trustworthy? I mean, that's fair for Deshaun and his side from a defense standpoint to say, this is not a trustworthy person.
It's fair. It's fair. It really, really sucks, and it really prevents women who are mistreated by men, who are assaulted. It does limit the number of women to come forward, and it is one of the reasons why, if some man does sexually assault you, it is the reason why they don't come forward, and that sucks. And that sucks because the victim is on trial. In most all of these cases, it's exactly the way that Rusty Harden should attack it, but it's what sucks about these things.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. So these women are, and listen, this is another one where Tony Busby alleges in the lawsuit, he said, we tried to get the minimum amount. We wanted to settle this out of court with Deshaun Watson, and he refused. At first you say, oh, well, it's just a money grab because, you know, he went to Deshaun Watson beforehand and said, oh, you want to settle this? We'll settle it for the minimum right now. And Deshaun refused. If it's just the minimum, you say, are you sure? I'm not sure that it is a money grab. If they're just going for the minimum, I'm not sure that it is a money grab. And if when they're filing for just the minimum, you say, then I'm not sure, because they just want to be able to get it into the courtroom. That's why they filed for the minimum. I'm not sure that it's a money grab. So money grab might be out of Rusty Harden's his repertoire.
I think
here.
It's just to get, but you still are going to get compensatory if you win. Like, it's not going to be $500.
No, not $500, but whatever the case. No, it's whatever hundreds of thousands of dollars it is.
Right.
But it's still just the minimum. So you might be taking that money grab out of play. And Tony Busby could certainly claim that. The only reason that we're asking for the minimum is so that we could get it into court. So that all of this will be public, and so Deshaun Watson will stop his behavior. It's a pretty good tactic, if you want to know the truth, by Tony Busby. Let's get Gary in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Gary?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I haven't been the biggest Deshaun fan throughout this whole fiasco, but I've read these reports, right, and I'm not going to be that guy, but what is the actual worst thing that's being alleged? I have not read anything about, like, any forced intercourse, orally, any other way wise.
No, that's not in there that we've seen.
He's definitely made these ladies uncomfortable, which is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. Definitely frowned upon. But it seems as if he's being sued for flying women in and getting massages and, I guess, suggesting that he would like to have sex with them, but they're not actually doing anything physically to initiate sex. So, yeah, if this is my son,
that's not good behavior. But as far as something that could potentially ruin this guy's career, clearly these cases don't rise to the level of a criminal complaint. And then, of course, Deshaun is benefiting from Busby because the dude is a clown. And it just kind of paints this whole thing in a different, you know, type of light. Definitely we need to hear what the women have to say, but the actual complaint, I believe the worst thing that was alleged is that he took a towel off and, I guess, exposed himself doing a massage. But I've had a massage before where, you know, I was nude under a towel. So, I mean, I just want to say I'm not a fan of what Deshaun has done with this holdout thing. But if you actually read the complaint, what's the worst thing that's being alleged? And if it's making a woman uncomfortable, that's totally not good. But is that worthy of, like, you know, basically about to ruin this guy's career? So that's really all I got.
So I think, so what has happened, you can earmuff this for kids if they're in the car, I don't know. But it the worst thing, the things that I've seen involve exposure as well as kind of a forced touching, right? Am I off on this? I've read the complaints. I think that's accurate to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of move the hand and all that stuff. A forced touching and exposure. Do you know what brought down Louis C.K.? Exposure. Exposure. You know, so
it's when a little different in that it's a massage, and you know, at first he just covered up with a small towel, and then he didn't cover up at all. And there are a lot of people who get massages naked. So this is something that Rusty is going to. Hey, people get naked massages all the time. You just ignore it if you're a masseuse. That's all. But so
that, I don't know that that's Rusty's best tack to say.
Particularly if you read it where the women, at least in the lawsuit,
no.
Said, could you not do that?
Once they say no. Now there is no. Now he's right. There is nothing forced in terms of intercourse or oral. None of that. That is not in any up to this point. Now Tony Busby said the most salacious up to this point is coming with this third lawsuit, which we will, I assume, we'll see today. But he is right. There has not been that over the first two. But once again, when you look at the culture of the Me Too culture, that, hey, don't do this, especially when someone says no, this is Louis C.K. was his career was ended, really, because of exposure cases. And when you read it, you thought, why would you do this? Well, if you're consistent with it, this could get Deshaun Watson as well. Now, Louis C.K., I don't know that he ended up denying it at all because multiple people came out. The Rusty, so we do have to mention this. The Tony Busby thing in the court of public opinion is going to hurt in the court of public opinion, not necessarily anywhere else. But when you have Tony Busby, And he's talking about his, you know, what you're talking about him, the stuff that he's had, the tank in his yard and all the stuff that Tony brings to the table. I think it does in the court of public opinion. It makes it easier for people to slide out on the credibility thing. Not that Tony's not credible, but he's a little bit of a goofball.
No, well, I think he's a publicity hound.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. There have been plenty of lawyers that are publicity hounds, and Rusty Harden is and Dick DeGaren, they'd only take high profile cases and big
were they
money
recon
cases.
Marines?
Well, that's that, but that doesn't lose your credibility. That just says
no.
Stop. Just stop with yourself. Okay?
Were their parents
this is,
butchers?
This, the merits of this, you got Deshaun Watson. He just wants everybody to know what a hero he is. That's all. And you know what? I don't think it loses credibility. I think it just makes you go, Tony, stop. All right, this ain't about you. This isn't about you, Tony Busby.
But it hurts public. It's easy to pick apart Tony Busby.
Yeah. Can these women go to the police? And you know what? It is interesting. Each one, at face value, I don't know that there's enough. But now, when you start to build it, that's why it's a claims as opposed to it's a civil suit as opposed to a criminal. Is because now your actions and all of them combined, there's a pattern of you. Not, it's not a. I don't even know what you would call this of uncomfortableness. Now, if in fact, because now he said in the second one that, that it was the way he moved forced her to touch him in his private place, and then the other one that he moved and his private did touch her. I mean, I don't know. I guess this is now becoming somewhat of assault. He says the third one is going to be a lot more salacious, egregious. So we'll see.
When you read the complaint, and no, we got to go to break. The complaints themselves, when you read them, you think if you're making it a criminal case, you can find ways. Go, oh, he moved and he accidentally. Yeah. They can say, oh, he accidentally touched you with the tip of his. Yeah. You can find ways to say, okay, he moved and that happened. That's an accident. But like you said, when you start to build them together,
yep.
And there are multiple incidents where he's accidentally, and I put in quotes, touching women with his groin and other places when they don't want it to happen. That's now two. We'll see what happens in the third one.
Yep. And the fourth one and the fifth one and the sixth one. This is getting bad for our team now. I mean, Deshaun, this is not good for Deshaun. This is getting bad for the team. 744 ESPN 97.5. We'll take your calls. Anybody wants to get in on this, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 747 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here to hang out with us, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. Rick, I can't ever say Ricky without saying Ricky Lubby. Okay, Ricky LaBee was the had baby in belly, right?
Ricky LaBee was from years ago. We had this guy from Louisiana. We read a kind of a News of the Weird story where a guy got kicked out of a Chinese buffet for eating too much. Yeah. And his brother, and
they accused him of having baby in
belly.
Well,
no, we didn't find out until Ricky told us that.
Yeah, right.
So we were talking to Ricky. I've got that audio you somewhere, do. By the way.
We got to play that someday.
So Ricky LaBee, his name was Ricky LaBee. He was from Louisiana.
Oh, very Louisiana.
And, yeah, and so it turns out they got kicked. So we chased him down, and I called him up and said, hey, I want to get you on the radio show. He's like, okay. So he came on. He goes, and then the Asian woman came over to me and my brother and said, you go now. You got baby in belly.
You eat too much. You eat too much.
Why does that? So yeah. So then we had what was called
Marcus Aldridge.
We had what was called Ricky Palooza, where we got like 30 listeners together, and we went and stormed a Chinese buffet to see if we could
take them out.
We didn't do any damage. They annihilated us. You can find the video on
all they did was
YouTube.
All they did was say thank you.
Yeah. All they did as soon as we thought okay. We just knocked out a whole thing. They just came with a new tray.
That's all.
We couldn't take out a Chinese buffet. That was the dumbest move ever.
But yeah, we needed a baby in belly. We didn't have big enough
now,
guys.
If we had a few
big guys now.
No, we had some monsters.
Yeah.
And if we had stuck to like three dishes, we might have been able to do some damage.
You don't know
like
what they would have done. Sorry, we're out of that.
Did you fill up on rice? Is that the problem?
Some people treat it
just
like
you just go with the protein.
Yeah, that's what I
pile on.
That's what I did. I made a mistake. Let's get Ricky in here. Is this Ricky LaBee? No.
No.
Hey, Ricky.
What's up, boys? Hey, appreciate you guys taking my call. Ricky from Pittsburgh here. Last time I called, Dell made fun of me for being a nerd, which is probably the lowest point of my life. Anyway.
The J.R. Tolkien guy. Don't worry about it.
Are we gonna have a civil suit against us?
No. Okay. I don't play that game. But the allegations against Deshaun, I'm not going to speculate about that, but John, you did hit on it, and you're the first person I've heard hit on it since the allegations came out, and that's not necessarily like about Deshaun's future, but how it weighs in on the Texans. His stock has now just devalued tremendously, regardless of whether or not these allegations are true. In the court of public opinion, he's stained, especially in today's culture. Now, his future of the Texans, I think, is irreparably harmed. I don't see him playing another snap in Houston. But all of a sudden, this is something for other teams. It looks like Kyle Shanahan, no, I'm not going to give you four first-round picks for this guy who may not play eight games next year because he violated whatever Roger Goodell's sexual misconduct code, or, you know, he's facing this trial or that trial. Just want to know what you guys think about that and how this complicates things for the entire Texans organization.
Well, this is – oh, thanks, Ricky. Appreciate it. He's not on Team Easterby right now. All of this behavior is certainly not what Jack Easterby is looking for in a football player. That is for certain.
Probably not Cal.
You what?
Probably not Cal.
No.
Like that whole family has been pretty.
Yeah, but I'm just worried about Jack, how he feels about it. If Jack's okay with him, then Cal will be okay with him because Jack will be able to whisper in his ear and Cal will turn more and more into stone. Worm tongue reference. Okay.
Yeah, you're a giant nerd. We
know. No, I'm not a giant nerd. Lord of the Rings. We're not doing Littlefinger anymore. We're doing Worm Tongue.
You're making references to Worm Tongue. Okay.
Lord of the Rings was much better than
King of the Horse People. Yeah, you're okay. a bit of a nerd.
So, it's absolutely his value is decreasing. Every one of these. And when it comes, the third one, which is more egregious than the second one, when this comes out, and then the fourth one, and then the fifth one, and the sixth one. It's as if, we were talking about Deshaun and his value in the court of public opinion, not with the NFL. The NFL would be, the teams will be fine with Deshaun if he doesn't want to, he signs his contract and I don't want to play for you anymore and I'm out of here. I don't like this organization anymore. Me, I'm going home. I'm not going to play for you. That's fine. The NFL doesn't care. The NFL's like, okay. Teams, when 3, 4, 5, and 6 women come forward with allegations of Deshaun behavior, that's not going to sit well. It's going to be very difficult for a team. Now, Deshaun's abilities, Deshaun changing an organization because of how good he play, how good he is at football. That is certainly something that, I mean, it's always the question is, are you worth it? As a top 5 quarterback in the league, it's going to be difficult to fade. But as far as what the compensation that you're going to get, I mean, you're lowering
well,
that value.
You've really changed the dynamic by throwing in the potential for suspension. See, I'm not even there yet. But if Deshaun Watson faces, if there's even a concern, really what it's turned into is until this gets settled, this is a
non-starter.
Listen,
if I'm a team, I can fade. And you and I had a talk during the break. You don't think he's going to be suspended. I think he's going to be suspended.
Oh, did we talk about it on the air or no?
No, in the break.
Oh, okay.
During the break, we talked about it. You made not being suspended the favorite. I jumped all over being suspended because if there's 6 of these, the league doesn't need a conviction. The league doesn't need him to lose this. The league just says, you've got a pattern of behavior that is unacceptable for NFL football players, and especially a star football player. We're going to suspend you. If I'm a team, I don't care about that. So he's 4 games. I got him for 5 years.
Yeah, but they can use it against you.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Listen, everything in this is devaluing him. Everything in this is making him less and less valuable to any team that gets him or the Texans that have him. All of this stuff makes him less valuable. Ridge is here. Hey, Ridge, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is, what are the chances this gets any uglier that the Houston Texans just release Deshaun Watson because it's just too much for them to bear, you know, with their, with this new philosophy they supposedly have?
They just what? They just get rid of him? No chance. He's still, you got to get what you can for the only asset on the team.
Beer man, Greg. Well, how about this? Let me throw this one at both of you guys. So sit tight here. Beer Man Greg asked on Twitch, I wonder if there's a way to void his contract for this and get that money back. Actually, there is probably something in the contract. All contracts have the clause about conduct, not even detrimental. It's a morals clause.
Yeah.
And if you violate the morals clause, you can void contract or get money back. Now, somebody else makes a point, well, then you have no value. Then you can get nothing for him. Yeah, that's also true. If a contract voids, then you have no you have no recall. Like, you have, there's nothing you could do to get any value for Deshaun Watson. So I don't think, but that is just something to consider. The morals clause does throw a monkey wrench in this from a standpoint of what are the financial ramifications of this, signing bonus wise? Do you like what?
No.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what happens in that case.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he can be fined by the, maybe there, if there is a morals clause, this certainly might apply. Here's what is, you know, just thinking this thing out a little bit. The most likely outcome of all of this now is going to be that Deshaun Watson is a Houston Texan forever.
Forever?
Well, for these 5 years.
I'm not sure he plays ever again.
I disagree, because now you tell Deshaun Watson, all fine and good, Deshaun. You know what you just did? You destroyed any chance of us getting anything for you.
Really think
so?
No,
guess what? If you don't want to play here, go sit. You'll sit. But we can't get.
Oh, you think you, that's going to be lost a good work experience?
Yeah, well, but Deshaun, you know what you did? Do you know what you did with all these masseuses? You know what you did? You destroyed your value in the NFL.
Then that plays directly into the conspiracy theory that the Texans set this up so that he wouldn't be able to be traded anywhere and he'd be forced
But you can say, I don't care about a conspiracy theory. That's stupid. Conspiracy theories, in large part, are stupid.
You know what?
And
I think it's more likely.
If it's the outcome, just because there's a conspiracy theory, I don't give a rat's.
I don't think this is. Here's the more likely outcome to me. This all ends up waiting, just like we thought it could from a financial standpoint. This ends up waiting another year.
That's what I said. He's going to stay. He's going to stay a Texan.
Not forever, though.
Well, yeah, I think he's going to be forced to play here.
Well, maybe,
unless he doesn't want any money,
maybe for this year.
Or maybe for
he, I think the Texans would get rid of Jack Easterby. Was deeply offended about the Kraft stuff. You don't think that's going to be the case for this one as well? Face of the franchise has these cases against them.
That absolutely will play into it. But Caserio and Cal Michael, shut the bleep up, Jack. We don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah,
about that.
No, that's.
I think it depends on if Busby is delivering on his promises that it'll get worse.
Yes. Like
if it's more than, oh, Deshaun moved this groin to touch a woman, and then and we hear about something that's actually forcible, something or the other,
yeah.
that changes everything.
Changes things.
But yeah. It's also going to be, wait a minute, why was there not a criminal complaint? Rusty's always going to have that. You guys have filed all these suits, and this is clearly criminal. That's if there's a forcible act.
You know, a lot of times women don't want to come forward. Again, yeah. With the way that our system works with a sexual assault, there's a lot of women that don't want to come forward with it. Now that other women have come forward, I mean, that's the argument Tony Busby can make, is that, well, now other women have come forward. I'm not the only one. So what? I didn't file a criminal. I didn't want to go through what you have to go through to file a criminal complaint.
And we're not sure Deshaun's method of getting these women. I guess we found out he goes to Instagram possibly. So there may be evidence of this guy directly sending out messages to multiple women. And
oh, they
there
will have hung on to the messages.
Oh, the messages are going to be clear.
It might be in that world that we don't live in, that everyone knows Deshaun loves a massage. And now it's like, now women are like, oh yeah, he did this.
Yeah.
He did this. And that stuff just gets passed around.
Yep. 758 ESPN 97.5. So this is a tough transition, but guys,
no.
You want to go to something else and come back to this?
No, we'll do this.
You do the generator.
All right, ready? In three,
do you
want to
do the generator?
Three, two, one. Guys, do you have issues? And if you have issues in the boudoir, listen, there's no reason for you to wait. There is absolutely no reason for you not to act on it. Go to GetRoman.com/John now. Because if you have ED, if you have any trouble whatsoever, you got, how about this, from the comfort and privacy of your own home, discreet packaging that no one will know what ED treatment that you're having. You talk to a licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, ships to you free, 2-day shipping. And again, it's discreet. That's one of the most important things. You don't want to be embarrassed by this. And GetRoman.com/John takes care of all of that. And if you have any other issues whatsoever, GetRoman.com/John will that you will be able to talk to a healthcare professional to take care of it. So go to GetRoman.com/John now. You get $15 off your first month. Really time to take care of your ED. And remember, get started today and you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. That's Get RomanRoman.com/John.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.